我们继续查考提摩太前书，我们今天要从第六章读第三到第五节。
And we shall continue our study on the book of 1 Timothy. We shall read from chapter 6, verses 3 to 5.
提摩太前书六章第三节说，若有人传异教，不服从我们主耶稣基督纯正的话，以那合乎敬虔的道理，他是至高至大，一无所知，专好问难，争辩言辞，从此就生出嫉妒纷争、毁谤妄疑，并那坏了心术失丧真理之人的竞争。他们以敬虔为得力的门路。
If anyone teaches a different doctrine and does not agree with the sound words of our Lord Jesus Christ and the teaching that accords with godliness, he is puffed up with conceit and understands nothing. He has an unhealthy craving for controversy and for quarrels about words, which produce envy, dissension, slander, evil suspicions, and constant friction among people who are depraved in mind and deprived of the truth, imagining that godliness is a means of gain.
我们今天要跟大家思想的题目就是怎么样认出假教师、假师傅。
And the theme that we're going to look at today is how to identify false prophets.
如果你有来我们的这个祷告会呢，你就知道我们现在在查考末世论，提到我们已经活在末世的时代。
And if you've been attending our prayer meetings, then you will know that we are right now discussing the topic of eschatology. And in it, we have discussed that we have already arrived at the end times.
而且我们在这个末世的时代会有许多的假师父、假先知、假教师起来。
And in the end times, there will be a lot of false teachers and false prophets who will rise up.
而且主再来的时候是没有迹象，好像贼的日子一样。
And the Lord's second coming will be without sign, just like a thief.
所以如果是他来的时候是我们所不知道的，他随时都会来。
And therefore, his coming will be at an unknown time, and it could be any time.
那么我们什么时候来呢？我们不知道。
So when is the Lord Jesus going to come again? We do not know.
随时都可以来。
It could be any time.
那么特别在约翰一书第二章第十八节，他说：“小子们啊，如今之已经是末世了啊！你听说有假基督来，现在已经有好些敌基督出现了。”你知道我们现在这活的日子呢，就是末世。
And 1 John chapter 2 verse 18 says, Children, it is the last hour, and as you have heard that Antichrist is coming, so now many Antichrists have come. Therefore, we know that it is the last hour.
如果我们观看我们周围，我们看见有许多的错误的道理被教导。
If we look around us, then we will see that there are many false doctrines being taught.
很多巨型大型的教会在教导的都是跟圣经相违背。
There are many mega churches that actually teach what is contrary to the Bible.
但是有些教导呢跟圣经似乎相似，但是他选择性来教，他不教整本圣经。
And there are also such teachings as those that are similar to the Bible, but they are selective in what they teach, and it is not the entire Bible.
他选择他要教导的他来教，他不教导这个全备的真理。
And they are selective in what they teach, and they do not teach the whole counsel of God.
他把圣经好的东西、好的话讲出来，那些不好听的、难听的，他不讲。
They preach all those good promises of the Bible, but those that are talking about bad news, they avoid.
就好像在美国的这个 Joel Osteen 在有一次的电视访问下，他那个访员问他，为什么你不提罪的问题？他说，我只讲好的东西，我不讲不好的东西。
It's like in America, there's this preacher called Joel Osteen. There was once when he was interviewed, and people asked him, why don't you talk about sin?And his reply is that I only talk about the good stuff, not the bad stuff.
啊，他选择性，他把圣经选择他喜欢的，他认为认同的他讲， 他不认同的他不讲，他把圣经当着是他可以选择，他才是最主要的，他选择要教什么就教什么。
And he is selective in deciding what to teach from the Bible, and it makes him the one who decides. He can choose, pick and choose as he wishes.
那么很多人教导，特别是这个假先知里面，这些大型教会里面教导我们注意现今的世界，只注意现实短暂的这个富裕，没有注意到来生永生的事情。
And very often we find in mega churches they focus on the present world and they teach about the riches of this world is what you ought to focus on rather than in the eternal kingdom. They avoid those things.
所以我们发现今天有很多人跟随在这个大型教会里面出现。
And we find many followers and people who flock to the mega churches.
因为他告诉你要怎么样发财，怎么样得健康，怎么样的使你喜欢快乐，但是他没有讲到将来要面对审判，神是要审判人的神。
Because they teach about how you can obtain physical wealth and physical health on this in this world, and they talk about how you can gain happiness and joy in this world.But they avoid talking about death and the judgment which will come from the one true God.
主耶稣自己说，人若赚得全世界，如果你把你赚钱非常成功，把全世界都赚下来，丧失自己的性命有什么益处呢？
And the Lord Jesus himself said, what does it profit a man if he gains the entire world but forfeits his own soul?
所以我们要小心，如果你只注重在今生，保罗说我们比 不信的人更可怜。
And you must be careful because Paul said if we only have hope in this life then we are of all men most to be pitied.
所以我们在祷告会查考末世的时候，讲到主再来的事情的时候呢，那个才是我们的盼望，而不是在今世，不是现在。
So during prayer meeting, as we talk about the topic of eschatology and the Lord's second coming, that is truly the hope of a Christian, and the hope of a Christian is not in this life only.
将来神要审判，将来神要赏赐。
In the future, God will judge and God will reward.
所有的冤群，将来神要为你伸冤。
All the injustice, God will avenge.
所以我们今天可以持续的忍耐，持续的坚持。持续的依靠仰望我们的神。
That is why today we can continue to trust and continue to persevere and to continue in relying on our God.
所以今天错误的道理、假道理充满了世界，我们怎么样来分辨呢？
So today the world is filled with false teaching and doctrines. How are we to discern them?
所以今天呢，我们要在这边跟大家一起思想的这三节经文，就是告诉我们怎么样来认出假先知、假师傅。
And as we study these three verses today, it will teach us how to identify false prophets.
这里第一节，他第三节他说，若有人传异教，你看到吗？这个异教这两个字。
Verse 3 says, if anyone teaches a different doctrine, can you see the phrase different doctrine?
这个是不同的，跟耶稣基督不同的。他说不同的异，这是传异教，或者说不同的教导，是什么教导呢？就是不服从耶稣的教导。
And what is this different doctrine? This different doctrine is that which does not agree with the sound words of our Lord Jesus Christ.
所以那个传异教那个 doctrine 就是指 teaching 的意思。他说不同的教导，那什么东西是不同的呢？就是不同跟耶稣基督所传讲的不同，就是异教。
So this is a different doctrine or a different teaching, and it disagrees with what Jesus Christ taught.
所以保罗在写加拉太书的时候曾经这么想过，说他保罗写信给加拉太第一章第六节，他说我稀奇你们这么快离开基督的恩，去传别的福音，另外一种的福音。
And when Paul wrote to the Galatians, he wrote this in chapter 1 verse 6, I'm astonished that you are so quickly deserting him who called you in the grace of Christ and are turning to a different gospel.
所以保罗讲到说，如果有人传这个不同的福音呢，他是可咒可诅。
And Paul continues to say that whoever preaches a different gospel is to be accursed.
所以如果你看提摩太前书 保罗写信给提摩太，第一件事要他做什么呢？他说我保罗把提摩太留在这个以弗所的目的呢，是要他吩咐或者阻止这些人不可传异教。你看第一章第三节。
And remember the very purpose of Paul writing to Timothy, and is found in 1 Timothy 1:3, was to have him remain at Ephesus, so that Timothy may charge or forbid certain persons not to teach any different doctrine.
所以你看到这里，他说第三节说，我往马其顿去的时候呢，曾劝你仍住在以弗所，好嘱咐，好吩咐，好命令那个几个人呢，不可传异教。
As I urged you when I was going to Macedonia, remain at Ephesus so that you may charge certain persons not to teach any different doctrine.
那么这些人是谁呢？
Who are these people?
这些人，这个在第一章第十九节那边下半段，他说有人丢弃良心，就在真道上如同船破坏一般，其中有许米乃和亚历山大，我已经把他们交给撒旦，使他们受责罚，不再谤读了。
And we learn of these people from the second half of verse 19, because by rejecting this, some have made shipwreck of their faith, among whom are Hymenaeus and Alexander, whom I have handed over to Satan, that they may learn not to blaspheme.
所以这里保罗讲出这两个人是谁，他就是许米乃跟亚历山大。
So Paul named Hymenaeus and Alexander.
在第四章的第二节那边，他就在形容这些人传讲什么道理呢？他说这些人呢，第一节说，四章第一节说，圣明明说，在后来的时候必有人离弃真道，听从那引诱人的邪灵和鬼魔的道理，这是因为说谎之人的假冒，这等人的良心如同被热铁烙惯了一般，他们禁止嫁娶，禁戒食物，就是神所造叫人信而明白真道的人感谢这领受的，凡神所造的都是好的，若感谢领受就没有一样可弃。
And we also see what sort of a false doctrine was being taught from chapter 4 verse 1. Now the Spirit expressly says that in later times some will depart from the faith by devoting themselves to deceitful spirits and teachings of demons through the insincerity of liars whose consciences are seared, who forbid marriage and require abstinence from foods that God created to be received with thanksgiving by those who believe and know the truth. For everything created by God is good, and nothing is to be rejected if it is received with thanksgiving.
所以现在我们来到第六章呢，保罗又再次回到这个假师傅这个课题上面。
So as we come to chapter 6, Paul returns to the topic of false teachers.
所以这里讲到说这些假师傅非常重要，为什么？稍微讲一下他的背景，这边为什么特别讲假师傅呢？因为提摩太在这个以弗所教会，保罗把他留提摩太留在以弗所教会，因为以弗所教会里面有领导层的问题，他们有不好的老师，有不好的领导，不好的人来领导他们，没有不符合圣经的人，所以他们讲出许多的假道理。
And we need to return to the context or the background of this letter, becauseIn those days in the church of Ephesus, there were leaders that in the church that were teaching the wrong doctrines, and there was a problem with the leadership of the church.
所以你看，你回去看第一章第七节，第一章第七节，他说这些人呢，想要做教法师，却不明白自己所讲论的。
If we return to chapter 1 verse 7, and we see that these people desiring to be teachers of the law,without understanding either what they are saying or the things about which they make confident assertions.
所以这些人不是教师，不是领导，却要做领导。所以保罗就留提摩太在那里，告诉他，好像第三章第一节说，怎么样设立长老，怎么样设立执事，让他们怎么样带领教会。所以这本书是讲这个，但是它重要的问题呢，就是要来对付假教师。
And these people, they were wanting to be teachers, wanting to be leaders. And therefore, Paul continues in chapter 3 to tell Timothy or instruct Timothy how to appoint elders and deacons so that the leadership will be strong and that they will be able to fight against the false teachers.
所以这边所形容的是怎么样认出这个假先知来，怎么认出这个假教师来。
So now we will learn how to discern or identify false teachers or false prophets.
所以我们就知道说，这里假先知、假教师呢，就是告诉我们，他们离开耶稣基督的道理，传异教。
And so, firstly, the false teachers or false prophets do not agree with the sound words of Jesus Christ, and they teach a different doctrine.
意思说，我们的信仰是有一个 set standard belief. 意思说，我们有一个完整的信仰的根基或者神学。
In other words, our faith actually has a set standard of teachings, or we can say that there is a system of theology that is fixed.
所以我们有一个很肯定的这个教义。
And we have a fixed set of doctrines.
那么圣经里面用不同的字眼来形容这个。
And this is described with different terms in the Bible.
好像保罗在提摩太后书四章七节讲说，那美好的仗我已经打过，但是当跑的路我已经跑尽了，所信的道，你看到吗？所信的道已经守住了，这个就是他。 有一个内容，有一个神学，有一个教义，我们守住。It's
like 2 Timothy 4:7 when Paul wrote, I have fought the good fight, I have finished the race, I have kept the faith. The faith would refer to a specific set of doctrine or theology or system of belief.
所以这里讲的是 the faith, 就是说那个所信的信仰。And
this is the faith which we kept.
但是在提摩太前书二章四节，他说：“我愿意万人得救，明白真道，不只是所信的信仰是真，是真理的道。”And
1 Timothy 2:4, God desires all people to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. It is not just what we believe, but it is the truth.
那么在第三的形容词呢，就是提摩太后书一章十三节，那边讲到说，同样的意思说，你从我听的那纯正话语的规范。
And 2 Timothy 1:13, Paul wrote again, follow the pattern of the sound words that you have heard from me.
所以我们的华文，我们现在不讲话，不这么讲，就是纯正的话语的这个标准的意思。
And this is actually not just a pattern, but it is the standard of the sound words.
那么还有一处呢，提摩太后书一章十四节，他也把是说。 把这个形容成是善道，他说是保罗教给提摩太的善道。And
2 Timothy 1:14 describes this as the good deposit. So Paul instructed Timothy to guard the good deposit entrusted to you.
那么还有一处圣经呢，在提摩太后书二章十节形容我们这个信仰呢，是叫做所领受的教训。英文圣经就讲得很清楚。
And 2 Thessalonians 2:15, Paul again describes this as the traditions that you were taught by us.
这个就是说保罗所传给我们的那个传统，或者那个信仰的传统。很多人讲说我们不信教，我们没有传统。其实这个就是保罗所传给我们的这个呢，我们要守着。这个就是圣经里面所提的。And
these traditions were those things that Paul taught. Some people say that we shouldn't hold on to traditions. But of course, the traditions here refers to what is taught in the Bible.
那么提多书也是提到这里讲说，你要坚守那真实的道理。And
Titus 1:9 tells us that the person or the elder must hold firm to the trustworthy word.
所以这边用不同的字来形容同一个东西，就是说，所信的道，真道。 纯正话语的规范，等等，所教托你的善道等等，这些都是讲同样的东西。
So there are so many different terms used to describe the same thing: the faith, the truth, the pattern of the sound words, the good deposit, the traditions, and the trustworthy word.
所以意思是这边有一个基本的信条、信仰是我们必须持守的。
In other words, there is a basic set of belief or a basic set of doctrines that we have to hold fast.
我们必须要守，这些都是主耶稣所教导给我们的。And
we need to hold fast to this because they were taught to us by the Lord Jesus Christ.
记得吗？主耶稣在升天之前呢，他说我还有很多话要告诉你。当然，主耶稣说的话记载在四福音里面。但是主耶稣说我还有很多话要告诉你啊，但是你们现在受不了，等那个圣灵来的时候，他就会教给你们。
And remember that before Jesus ascended into heaven, he told the apostles, I still have much to teach you, but you cannot receive them now. And wait for the Holy Spirit's coming. After that, he will teach you all these words.
所以那个圣灵来的时候就启示给这个使徒，使徒把它写下来，就成为我们的圣经。
And when the Holy Spirit came, the Holy Spirit inspired the apostles to write all these words down, which eventually became our Bible.
所以我们就要把主耶稣的话，就是主在四福音也好，在通过启示录、通过启示给这个使徒所写下来的，我们都要持守。
So be it what was written in the four Gospels, or what was written by the apostles all the way until Revelation, these are all inspired by the Holy Spirit, and we must hold fast to them.
所以我们常常提到这个大使命的时候，主耶稣讲到，你要使万民做我们的门徒，就一个动词。这个动词里面有三个形容词，意思说你怎么样使众人使我的门徒呢？第一，你要去；第二呢，你要为他们施洗；第三呢，你要凡我所教导你们的都教训他们遵守。
And we've often talked about the Great Commission, go therefore and make disciples. There is only one main verb, which is to make disciples, but there are three participles. How to make disciples? Going and baptizing them and teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you.
所以你看到吗？我们必须要把主给我们的，就是整本圣经，教导凡我所吩咐你的，凡就是所有的，都教训他们遵守。
Therefore, we need to teach the entire Bible to, because Jesus commanded the apostles to be teaching them to observe all that Jesus have commanded.
所以当第一世纪的信徒他们信主之后呢，他们都再一处恒心遵守使徒的教训。
So in the first century church, after the believers accepted the gospel, they devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching.
你说，哎，不是主耶稣的教训，为什么是使徒的教训？ 使徒就在讲耶稣基督的教训。And
you might say, isn't it the Lord Jesus teaching? How is it now become the apostles teaching? Actually, the apostles teaching was what Jesus Christ taught.
那么以弗所书2:20节也提到说，我们这些人呢，这些信徒呢，都是被建造在使徒和先知的根基上，耶稣基督就是那个房角石。
And Ephesians 2:20 tells us that believers, our faith is built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Christ Jesus himself being the cornerstone.
所以保罗说，凡是神的旨意，没有一件事我必委不传给你们，就是把传的全备。
And Paul said, For I did not shrink from declaring to you the whole counsel of God. In other words, he preached everything.
所以我们要把神的话讲得完整完全。
So we have to preach the word of God completely and the entire counsel.
这样我们的整个信仰信条呢就很清楚。
Then our faith and our doctrines will be clear.
所以这里讲到说，任何人只要传跟我们所信仰不同的，他就是传异教。
So if anybody were to teach or preach something that is different from us, they are teaching a false doctrine.
所以我们从这段经文里面能看出，我们的第一点呢，就是 假先知的条件或者假先知的特色是什么呢？第一呢，它就是传一个不同于耶稣所传讲的道理。And
we get to the first point of today's sermon. From this passage, we can see the criteria of false prophets. In other words, they will qualify to be false prophets when they teach something different from the Lord Jesus.
所以他说，若有人传异教，不同的教导，不同的 teaching。 那是什么呢？不跟耶稣一样的，就是假先知。
If anyone teaches a different doctrine or a different teaching, and this teaching is that which does not agree with the sound words of our Lord Jesus Christ.
这里讲的不但是头脑的知识，你教导的不对，不但是这样，也不合乎敬虔的道理。意思说，如果你有耶稣基督的教训呢，你有主的教训呢，你就应该有敬虔的生活。你没有敬虔的生活，也显示你的教训是错的。
And this is not just referring to words and that means hate knowledge, because it continues and say the teaching that accords with godliness. So even if somebody were to teach the right words, but if he does not have a godly life to prove it, that two is false doctrine.
所以这里讲到说，我们若有人传异教，不服从耶稣的道理，或者主耶稣给的敬虔的道理生活呢，他都不是真正的信徒。
So if a person does not agree with the sound words of our Lord Jesus Christ, and also do not agree with the teaching that accords with godliness, this is not a real believer.
那么第二点，我们要跟大家分享这个假先知怎么样认出来呢？第一，他传讲一个不同的道理；第二呢，他从他的个性或者从他的特性里面可以看出来。
And how can we identify false prophets? Firstly, we can see it from the criteria, which is when they teach a different doctrine. Secondly, we can see it from the character of the false prophets.
这里提到他说他是自高自大。
He is puffed up with conceit.
自高自大就是骄傲的意思。
In other words, he is arrogant.
啊，为什么他是自高自大呢？
Why is he arrogant?
因为他认为他对耶稣基督错，他懂得比耶稣基督 还多。
Because he considers himself to be right and Lord Jesus is wrong, and he knows more than the Lord Jesus.
弟兄姐妹，我们跟大家一起思想过，你看圣经的时候，有很多东西是你很多时候是你看不懂的。
And brothers and sisters, we have shared this with you before. When you read the Bible, there are many things that you do not understand.
看不懂的时候呢，是不是说他就错，圣经就错呢？
Does it mean that when you do not understand the Bible, then the Bible is wrong?
就像你读这个这个爱这个这个牛顿也好，这些专家的书，你读不懂的，就是你告诉专家他错吗
？And it's just like when you read the books written by the experts like Newton and other scientists. Does it mean that if you do not understand it, they must be wrong?
爱因斯坦的相对论，你听不懂，你读不懂，就是他错吗？
And if you do not understand Einstein's theory of relativity, does it mean that he is wrong?
啊，所以不代表你读不懂他就错。
It doesn't mean that if you do not understand that he must be wrong.
何况这本是神的书，神的知识高过我们。如果你读不懂，不代表他错。
What more, this is the Bible, because God's wisdom is higher than ours. If we do not understand, it does not mean he is wrong.
我们读到圣经说主耶稣要从童贞女玛利亚而生，这个是不可能的事情，绝对不会有这件事情。但是这是事情这样发生。
And we read the Bible, and it tells us that the Lord Jesus will be born of a virgin, and we find that this is impossible to happen. But even if it's impossible, it has happened.
所以我们发现，当我们不明白的时候，因为他是神的话，所以我们接受，我们谦卑自己，我们不会因此就说他不对。如果你说他不对，你就是骄傲，你懂得比他多，你认为你就是他的审判官。
So when we read the Bible and we do not understand, we have to humble ourselves and accept it by faith because we know much less. If we turn around and think that because I do not understand, it must be wrong, then you make yourself a judge and you have placed yourself above God and what you are claiming is that you know more than Him.
我们常常说，哎，我们明白，基督徒很明白，也知道什么叫做道成肉身。
And we often say that as Christians, we understand what it means for the Word to become flesh.
其实弟兄姐妹，我根本就不知道道怎么样成为肉身。
Actually, brothers and sisters, I truly do not know how the Word can become flesh.
神怎么成为人？
How can God become man?
神是无限，人是有限，神无限跟有限不可能同时存在。
How can an infinite God become a finite man?
如果我从人的角度去看，他一定是错。
And if I look at it from a human perspective, he must be wrong.
那个是，如果我这样坚持，我就是骄傲。
And if I insist this way, I am arrogant.
我，但是神的话是这么说，我虽然不明白，我说主啊，我用信心接受，这个就是谦卑。
And if the word of God says so, and I come and say the Lord, to the Lord, I do not understand, but I accept this by faith, that's humility.
啊，所以我们要明白，他是神的话，所以我不审判神的话，我是被神的话审判，所以我谦卑接受，将来我会明白，因为我知道他必然让我知道，在天上的时候，他我就有这个智慧去明白。
And I accept this as the word of God. I do not judge the word of God because the word of God is my judge. If I accept it humbly now, in the future, I will understand it.
圣经里面有很多难解的经文。
There are many difficult to understand passages.
我敢跟你讲说，很多基督很多非信徒没有好好的读圣经。如果他好好的读圣经，他就会发现有很多东西他是发现他可以称为错的东西。
And I can even dare say that there are many unbelievers who did not read the Bible properly. If they read the Bible properly, they will realize many things that they believe are wrong.
但是呢，我们基督徒呢，也没有好好读圣经。如果你好好的读圣经，你会发现，真正是很有些很难的东西，原来神超越我们很多。
But even Christians also do not diligently read the Bible properly. And when we do, we will realize that there are a lot of passages that are hard to understand. And this should bring us to know.To see that God is really much more wise than us.
好像约伯
It's just like Job.
约伯受苦，他也不知道为什么。
When Job suffered, he know not why.
所以他问了许多的问题。
And he asked many questions.
但是主向他说。
But God said to him.
我创造世界宇宙万物的时候，你在哪里？
Where were you when I created the heavens and the earth?
神不断的向他发问，有很多有关世界的创造，有关很多。属神的事情，他完全不明白。
And the Lord challenged Job with many questions that belong to God alone, and Job has no answer.
后来他发现，原来神的智慧高过我们很多，神的道路高过我们。
And Job came to realize that God's ways are higher than ours, and His wisdom is higher than ours.
就算神告诉我们，我们也听不懂，也不能明白。
Even if the Lord tells us, we will not understand it.
就好像你不断的跟你的孩子，你的婴孩孩子讲很多东西，他还是不明白。
It's just like you will keep talking to your child or to your baby many many things, but your baby does not understand.
有一天他长大了，他天上的时候，可能他就明白了。
Maybe one day when he is grown up and he comes to heaven, he will understand.
所以现在他只能够信靠、信任你，听你的话。
For now, he can only trust you and obey you.
但是这些假师傅呢，他骄傲，他认为他懂得比圣经多。
But these false teachers, they are arrogant and they think they know more than the Bible.
所以我们一定要跟弟兄姐妹讲，我们要仔细的读主的话，当主的话停止，我们就停止；主的不要超越主的话。
So we want to tell brothers and sisters that we have toread the Bible carefully, and we should not go above the Bible. If the Bible stops or draws a line at a certain place, that's where we stop too.
主有讲，我们就讲。
If the Lord says it, we will say it.
主没有讲，我们就不讲。
If the Lord does not say it, we will not say it
too. 不要超越主的话。
Do not exceed the word of God.
因为我们不知道，我们不是主，我们没有那个智慧。
Because we do not have the wisdom, we are not God.
很多神学家就是超越了之后，从出现了许多的问题，产生许多的混乱。
And many theologians, they actually go beyond the word of God, and that's where heresy starts.
请你打开约翰二书看一看。
Please open your Bibles to 2 John and take a look there.
你看第九节。
2 John chapter verse 9.
你看第九节，约翰二书第九节。
2 John 9.
他说：“凡越过基督教训不常守做的，就没有神；守这教训的，就有父又有子。”你看到吗？
2 John 9. Everyone who goes on ahead and does not abide in the teaching of Christ does not have God. Whoever abides in the teaching has both the Father and the Son.
所以你看到那个知识非常重要。
So you realize that knowledge is important.
这个基督的教训，这个内容，那个 content， 如果你掌握得好，你有父也有子。
The content of the teaching of Christ, if you can grasp it, you will have both the Father and the Son.
但是如果你超越，你根本没有父也没有子。
But if you go ahead, or in other words, if you exceed it, then you have neither God the Father nor the Son.
所以我们有这个系统，这个 system， 这个内容要抓紧，不要超越，也不要多，也不要少。
So we have this system of teaching that we have to hold fast to, and we should neither add to it nor subtract from it.
所以我们一定要在主的话语上能够扎根，能够掌握得非常的好。
And we need to be firmly rooted in the word of God and grasp it properly.
所以这边假教师的其中一个特性呢，就是骄傲。
So one of the characters of false prophets is their arrogance.
第二，他是无知。
Secondly, he understands nothing.
所以他是 ignorant.
And he's ignorant.
他完全不知道，以为自己知道，好像一个孩子告诉你他知道天下所有的事情。
He actually is ignorant, but he thinks that he knows a lot. It's just like a child coming to proclaim that he knows everything under the sun.
就好像我们的中国人讲的话，班门弄斧。
It's an idiom in Chinese that says you are actually trying to play an expert in front of a real expert.
所以意思说我们在去专家面前以为自己懂得很多。
So you are trying to pretend to know a lot in front of a true expert.
他不但是骄傲，他无知，而且呢，他专好问难。
And not only is he arrogant and ignorant, he is also having an unhealthy craving for controversy.
所以专好问难的意思是说，那个英文字 unhealthy 就是一个生病的意思。他说这个人病到一个程度。发烧了，他就是发我们在现在的叫做发烧友，意思他呢就是专门喜欢那些很挑战性、很有很多很多的这种有这个辩论，他很喜欢谈。
And this person is sick in the mind. He has already developed an unhealthy craving for controversy, and he enjoys doing that.
所以他常常好一直问人，问到他不能回答，就是争论，不断的问。
And he likes to engage in debate, and he questions and questions until there is no answer.
那么接下来呢，他是钻牛角尖。
And he likes to quarrel about words.
就是争辩言辞，你看到吗
？And he likes to dwell into all these definitions of words.
所以你看到他这些是毫无帮助的。
And all these are helpless.
所以我们看到这些都是假先知的一些象征。
And these are characters of the false prophet.
结果会发生怎么样呢
？And what are the consequences?
如果你有这样的人在教会里面，会有什么结果呢
？What would happen, or what's the result or the consequences if we have such people in the church?
你看到这边，他这边有一个字，他说从此就生出嫉妒吗？那个 which produce,
and it produced envy.
所以那个是生出来，就是说它的生出就发生出这样的结果。
So this is the product or the result of such controversies.
所以你有这样的结果，这个结果是什么呢？这个结果就是生出嫉妒，嫉妒就有纷争，纷争就有毁谤，毁谤就有妄议。
And such false teachings will produce envy, dissension, slander, and evil suspicions.
什么叫做嫉妒？
What's envy?
就是心里面你想要东西你得不到，你开始 jealousy， 你有这个妒忌起来。
And this is actually the same as jealousy. In other words, you desire to have something in your heart, but when you do not get it, you get upset.
所以是内在的，是潜在的。
It is an inner sort of feeling.
那么纷争是什么意思呢
？What is dissension?
就是公开的，就直接跟你对峙。
This is an extensive, I'm sorry, an external divisiveness.
所以是公开，是白日化，是外在的。
And it's external and it's done in the public.
所以是内心里面妒忌变成外在的这种纷争。
So an inner kind of jealousy results in an external kind of divisiveness.
你心里很妒忌他，就不久你就跟他争吵。你争吵不能胜的时候，做什么呢？你就毁谤他。
Because of the envy or jealousy.In the heart, it results in a public disagreement, and in the end, it continues to become slander.
为什么你要毁谤他呢
？Why slander the person？
你讲不赢他吗
？Because you cannot win the debate.
啊，现在我们要进入大选哦。
And we are getting into the general election soon.
所以你说你看到那个反对党是说我想要做政府，那么就开始有反对党，然后就本来从心里要了，他就变成出来变成。正面的对峙之后不赢的话呢，他就讲他的人身攻击了。
And we sometimes find the politicians they come out and they started with a desire in the heart wanting to become the government, but with this desire in the heart wanting to become the government leads them to come out to openly oppose the government, and when they cannot win the debate, they will slander the person and engage in personal attacks.
Slander 就是讲一些不实在的问题，或者是讲一些不好的东西，使到他的名字受亏损。
It means to actually say things that are not substantial or things that are bad with the intention of harming a person's reputation.
所以这个叫诽谤。
And that's slander.
那么这个诽谤了之后呢，就不断的猜测。你看到了吗？接下来他说这里叫做 妄疑，就是没有理由的随便的猜测。他不管讲一句话，也有一个动作也好，都猜测他是什么意思。
And the slander will develop into evil suspicions. In other words, because of this jealousy and the slander, whatever the other party does and whatever the other party says, they will try to guess what is the hidden meaning.
啊，所以现在的这个政局里面开始讲到这个刺的文化，这个开始讲到这个政治家喜欢刺什么，喜欢刺那个，他们很多怀疑。
And there were even suspicions when there was a politician who wanted who liked to eat certain things, and certain people came out and they were suspicious of what is the intention behind wanting to eat something.
啊，而且现在你有听到政治家里面讲说有这个鳄鱼类，对吗？
And we also hear of people accusing one another of shedding crocodile tears.
啊，所以这些不断的诽谤，不断的这个猜测。
So there's slander and suspicions.
到最后呢，就是什么呢？最后一个字在第五节的下半段，他那边他说 ，and constant friction， 就是说不断的竞争。
And in the verse, fifth verse。There is constant friction, in other words, competition.
也是不断的争，不断的争，不断的争。
And they keep fighting and fighting.
没有理由，是也争，不是也争，不断的争吵。
And they fight over all kinds of things with or without reason.
啊，所以在这边你会发现，这个东西如果在教会里面呢，这个就分裂教会。
And if such things continues to happen in the church, it will split the church.
请你打开雅各书看一看。
Please turn to the book of James.
雅各书里面说，上头来的智慧不是这样的。
The book of James tells us that the wisdom from above is not like this.
你看雅各书第三章。
James chapter 3.
啊，这第三章第十三节。
James chapter 3 verse 13.
他说，你们中间谁有智慧有见识的呢？他就在智慧的温柔上显出他的善行来。你们心里若怀着苦毒，就在这嫉妒和纷争，就不可自夸，也不可说谎，抵挡真道。这样的智慧不是从上头来的，乃是属地的，是属情欲的，是属鬼魔的。你看第十七节，他说，唯独上头来的智慧，先有清洁，后是和平，温柔温良柔顺，满有怜悯，多结善果，没有偏见，没有假冒。使人和平，用和平所栽种的义果，你看到完全对立吗
？James 3:13, who is wise and understanding among you? By his good conduct, let him show his works in the meekness of wisdom. But if you have bitter jealousy and selfish ambition in your hearts, do not boast and be false to the truth. But this is not the wisdom that comes down from above, but is earthly, unspiritual, demonic. Skip to verse 17. But the wisdom from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, open to reason, full of mercy and good fruits, impartial and sincere. And you can see this in exact opposition to the false teaching.
如果我们传神的道，结果呢，应该是有清洁、和平、温良、柔顺、怜悯，没有偏见、和平、有义果。
If we preach the word of God, then the result is first purity, then peaceable, gentle, open to reason, full of mercy and good fruits.
如果你传假道理呢，就好像我们第四节这里，回到第四节，他就说生出嫉妒、纷争、毁谤、妄疑啊，这个竞争。
If on the other hand we teach false doctrine, then coming back to 1 Timothy 6:4, the product will be envy.Dissension, slander, evil suspicion.
所以我们怎么样认出一个假教师呢？第一呢，他是什么呢？他所教的跟耶稣基督相反。
So how do we identify a false prophet? Firstly, the criteria is that they are teaching something different from the Lord Jesus.
第二呢，假教师的特性呢是骄傲。
Secondly, we can see that false prophets have the character of arrogance.
第三呢，假教师的影响呢，就是什么呢？他就是起纷争。
And thirdly, the consequences brought about by the false prophets would be dissension.
这样到底为什么假教师会变成这样呢
？So why is it that false prophets became what they are?
你看第五节。
Look at verse 5.
第五节这里说， 并那坏了心术、失丧真理之人的竞争。
There are people who are depraved in mind and deprived of the truth.
所以这边在形容一个假教师呢，他这种竞争呢是怎么样的竞争？这种竞争是那种坏了心术、那种失丧真理那种竞争。
And they are competing with one another because they are depraved in mind and deprived of the truth.
所以坏了心术是什么意思呢？
What does it mean to be depraved in mind?
意思说你的头脑发烧了，已经坏了。
In other words, you are sick in the mind.
啊，这个头脑已经坏了 ，destroyed， 已经没有，就是发烧了、发疯了的意思。
In other words, it's like you have lost your mind and it is already destroyed.
那么这个真理呢，它是完全没有真理，就是丧失真理的意思。
And deprived of the truth, in other words, he does not have the truth at all.
其实这段圣经呢，我觉得华文圣经比英文圣经翻译的更准确。他这个讲到坏了心术，就是他心里面坏了，全部啊不 not functioning， 没有不能操作了。那么他的心里面呢没有真理，这样的来竞争。
And I find that the Chinese translation actually is better because it says that this person'sheart and mind is already spoiled, and this person does not have the truth, and that's the way that he is competing.
不是指不好，不是好像英文圣经里面好像给一个印象是他跟这样的人竞争。
And the English seems to portray the idea that the false prophets are actually competing with people like that, but no, it is the false prophets.They themselves are people like that.
所以这些假教师，他为什么我们说他是假先知、假教师呢？是因为他没有真理，所以他是假先知。如果他有真理，他就不是假先知。所以这个假先知的特性呢，他没有真理，他讲的话违反真理。
So we realize that the reason why they are actually false prophets, or the cause of them being false prophets, is that in the first place they do not even have the truth.If they had the truth, they wouldn't be false prophets. But because they do not have the truth, they end up proclaiming false doctrines.
所以他们没有真理，他们头脑坏了，所以他们变成假教师。
And because their mind is depraved and they do not have the truth, that's why they became false teachers.
那么他心里要的是什么呢？
So what is it that they desire?
就是我们的最后一点，假教师的目的是什么呢？
And that's the last point. What is the concept of the false prophets?
你看第五节。
Look at verse 5.
他们以金钱为得利的门路，你看到吗？
Imagining that godliness is a means of gain.
所以你注意到看英文圣经里面讲到 imagining， 就是他在想象，他思想，或者是在这个 New American Standard 翻译成 suppose， 他以为。是这样，或者 NIV 翻译成他想，本来就是他想通过金钱来赚钱。
And it is something that he is imagining in his mind, and the NASB translated as supposing in their mind, and they are conceiving in their mind that they want to gain money.
所以你看到假先知的目的呢，就是要通过宗教、通过信仰来赚钱。
So.The conception of this false prophet is that they want to become rich through religion.
我有一个自己有一个原则。
I personally have a principle.
当我带一个不信的人去出去吃饭，传福音给他的时候
，When I bring a unbeliever out for a meal for the purpose of sharing the gospel,
我一定不要给他出钱，一定是我出钱。
I will make sure I pay for the meal.
我不要他以为说，哎呦，他传福音给我是为了要吃他那一顿，所以去传福音给他。
I do not want him to think that the reason why I preach the gospel to him is because I want that meal.
有些人来我们教会找我传这个辅导。
Some people come to church and seek for my counseling.
然后呢，他要给钱。
And then he wants to pay.
我完全不要。
I do not want to accept.
我不要让他以为我要你的钱，所以我做这件事情。
I do not want the person to think that I counsel him because I want his money.
所以我觉得来教会呢，不要利用教会。
So when we come to church, we must not make use of the church.
甚至如果教会里面可能有你的客户在里面，你完全不要因为有跟他有关系，所以利用他。
And maybe you might even have clients or customers in the church, but please do not make use of this opportunity to take advantage.
我们来教会的目的是要使他让知道我们是因做主的缘故，我不要做你的生意。
And when we come to church, we even want to go to the extent that because of the Lord, I will not take your business.
因为你的福音，因为你的缘故，我不要做这件事情。
And it is for your sake, for the gospel's sake, that I do not do this.
但是今天我们发现很多教会完全不是这样。
But we realize today that many churches are not like that.
刚才早上我们听到一个弟兄告诉我。
This morning I heard from a brother.
有一个大型教会的牧师。
There's a pastor of a mega church.
告诉劝大家从四房四足要降到三房四。
And they actually advise people that you should downgrade from a four-room flat to a three-room flat.
然后把那个钱捐给教会。
Give that money to the church.
这样的话呢，他说你们不需要住四房，要住三房。
And he says you know do not need to stay in a four-room flat, stay in a three-room flat.
结果呢，他这个牧师呢，在圣淘沙那边有一个别墅。
But this pastor himself has a very expensive condominium at Sentosa.
不过现在要卖了，如果你们有兴趣可以找他。
But it's on sale now. If you are interested, you can look for him.
所以我们要有一个观念，就是我不要利用教会，不要给人家有这个嫌疑。在教会里面，我们愿意好像主耶稣讲，施比受更为有福。我们就是故意、特意。这样刻意要这样做，使到我们没有被人怀疑说我们因做教会、因做信仰赚钱。
So we must not take advantage of the church, and we have to make sure that people do not perceive us as using the church to get rich.
我相信你也不要因为这样给人家误解，你很可能是假教师、假师傅、假基督。
And I'm sure you also do not want people to misunderstand that you are likely to be a false teacher because of your dealings in the church.
所以我们在教会里面呢，在为了信仰的缘故呢，不要赚这个钱。
So if you are in the church for the sake of our faith, then you rather have less business.
在基督里，我们宁可牺牲，也要迟到把福音传出去。
And in Christ, we rather make a sacrifice in order to preach the gospel.
所以我们怎么认出假基督呢？
So how do we identify a false prophet?
第一呢，我们要知道他离开我们的信仰，我们的教条。
Firstly, the criteria is that they depart.From our teaching or our faith.
那么他们骄傲好辩论，争言辞。
And their character is that they are arrogant and ignorant, and they have a craving for controversy and quarrels about words.
他们教导的结果呢，他的影响呢，是到教会分裂。
And the consequences of their teaching is that the church will split.
他的原因是因为他们心坏了心术，他们心里面没有真理。
The cause.Of them being false teachers is that they are depraved in mind and deprived of the truth.
他的目的呢，就是要赚你的钱。
And their conception is to earn your money.
所以我们常常在这个讲台上，我们不要你的钱，你钱是给神，不是给我们。
And we often say from this pulpit that we do not want your money is for God.
我们可以这么讲，我的神比你更有钱。
I can say that my God is richer than you.
如果我要钱，我向我的神拿。
If I want money, I will get it from my God.
你奉献是因为你要敬拜神的结果。
When you give offerings, it is the result of your worship.
我不知道谁给多少钱在这个教会。
I do not know who gives how much in this church.
但是我们的神知道。
But our God knows.
我宁可不知道，因为我心里软弱。如果我知道你给很多钱，我可能会对你很好。
And I rather not know because it is for my own weak conscience. Because if I know somebody gives more, maybe I'll treat the guy better.
所以我最好还是不要知道。
So it's better that I do not know.
所以我对每个人都好。
So I'm good to everyone.
所以你不要误会，如果对你不好，不是说我认为你很少给。
So do not misunderstand. If I'm not nice to you, it's not because I know that you give very little.
最重要的是。这些假先知、假师傅把人引到地狱里面，这是最可怕的事情。
The most frightening thing is that these false teachers lead people to hell.
当来到天上的时候，当你死的时候，你说主啊主啊，我不是传你的福音，我不是信徒吗？主说我不认识你，这个是最可怕的谎言。
When you come face to face with the Lord and you say, Lord, Lord, did we not do this preach in your name? and do mighty wonders in your name, and if the Lord shall reply, I never knew you, that is really a terrible lie that you have been believing in.
所以你一生以为自己基督徒，结果你下到地狱里面去，这个是最可怕的谎言。
And the worst lie is to believe that you are a Christian but end up in hell.
让我们做一个结束的祷告。
Let us close in prayer. Father, we thank you for your word. We ask, O Lord, that you will help us to know how to identify false teachers. And we pray also that you will help us to learn the precious lessons so that we will not become false teachers ourselves. And indeed, we pray that you will protect our church, protect the congregation, so that none of us will be led astray, and that this pulpit will continue to preach your truth. In Jesus' name, Amen.